this meeting to order. I need a motion to approve the minutes from the April 14th board meeting.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Motion to approve the minutes from April 14th organizational meeting and budget hearing.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Motion to approve the budget actual reports for the month of April.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Motion to approve the payment of bills from the April 23rd, May 6th, and May 12th abstracts.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Jennings. He's not here. Kate, you might as well take her spot.
I gotta go get my clothes real quick.
Take his spot. Go ahead.
Thank you. That's great. So I have a, I'm now charting where the new meters are going up so that we see what the microwave radiation footprint is as it grows. So you see here before, we've got the green where it's really relatively safe to be walking on the sidewalks. The meters here are the ones on the poles that are serving Mid-Hudson Cable or whatever else is on the telephone poles. And so now, as of, I noticed on April 25th, the first of the meters coming in, and now this is to May 9th, where you see in my neighborhood now, apartment building with four of them, another with six. The apartment dwellers really have a problem because they're interdependent and they're dependent on the property owner as well. And up here at Ham and Elmwood, the person in apartment A1 has the six smart meters right on their dwelling on the other side of where they're lounging in their living room or whatever, and right next door is another set of five of them that are aimed at that building. The radiation is going everywhere, and so now their place is down here. I don't know yet how many people have managed to opt out, but now on the south side of Main and Columbia got hit. So just to say, you know, the microwave radiation footprint is getting bigger. And these aren't the only sources of potential radiation in our village. And I just want to bring to your attention that there was a major World Health Organization-backed study, a systematic review. I think it was 52 scientific studies bearing on the relationship between cancer and microwave radiation exposure, EMS. And they, in short, the review found high certainty evidence linking wireless RF radiation exposure to two types of malignant tumors in animals, gliomas in the brain and schwannomas of the heart. I think schwannomas are more of a nervous tissue type of tumor. The review also found moderate certainty evidence for an increased risk of rare tumors in the adrenal gland and liver. The review found moderate certainty of evidence of lymphomas, although some experiments suggested a link, the findings were not uniform enough to conclude with high certainty. A key quote, the findings of this systematic review indicate that there is evidence that RF EMF exposure increases the incidence of cancer in experimental animals with a certainty of evidence being strongest for malignant heart schwannomas and gliomas. And so there's a call among the International Commission on Biological Effects of Electromagnetic Fields. Given this high level of certainty, government policymakers worldwide should immediately move to revise their RF radiation exposure limits to protect public health and the environment. We need to bear this in mind. Other known and probable human carcinogens such as asbestos, tobacco, arsenic, benzene, formaldehyde, ultraviolet, cadmium. And so this is what like where I'm living, I've got 4 smart meters directed toward my place. My co-tenant, although informed, chose to have a smart meter, and then there's another smart meter down in the lower yard that's directed at my premises. It's like having people spray pesticides and tobacco. More to say. So we just need to try to protect what we've got. Many places have it worse, but we don't need to have it get worse than this. So I just want to raise awareness.
Thank you.
And that it is carcinogenic.
Mr. Fitzsimmons.
Nothing new to report, just ongoing projects.
Jessica.
All documentation was submitted to the county for the changes to the tax roll, including certification, tax warrant, property transfers, and address changes. Any property transfers and address changes were also updated in the water sewer program. Certified letters for delinquent water sewer users will be mailed out tomorrow. Updated tax penalties. Tax bills will be mailed out by the close of the day on May 30th. They will be due by July 1st without penalty. Attended a union negotiation meeting. We had a huge volume of walk-ins and calls regarding code violation letters that have gone out.
Good.
Like, massive amount.
Nothing.
We started updating the street listing. I completed multiple nice letters requests for multiple employees. Worked with the library for the CD renewal. Helped the firehouse get the new cable so they have TV downstairs again. Office is going to be closed on Friday due to a scheduling conflict, and then closed on the 26th for Memorial Day.
Thanks. Building inspector's report. She had 1 vacant building fee of $3,000. She issued 3 permits, 20 tenancy COs, and 2 certificates of compliance, and 11 rental registries.
Damn.
So they have been busy.
Yeah.
Rain?
Hello. We have a new message board that has actually been getting attention, but like no one saw as before. Our broken beige outdoor mallet has also been replaced with a royal blue one. Both of these items were purchased with money that the friends gave to the library. We had an electrician come out, thank you Jason, to give an electrician or locksmith?
Locksmith.
I know. Gave an estimate for the ADA compliant door, which we're still working on. I called the sheriff's office to address some ongoing issues of garbage being thrown onto our property from the apartment next door, ongoing as of, well, I'm almost there a year now, so the whole time. But it stopped. He didn't talk to them, but it did stop. The DPW has set up our rain barrels for the summer. Leggett Electrical replaced one of our faulty ballast lights in the building. They'll be back to replace the one above circulation, which sometimes decides to go out and sometimes doesn't. And that's right above circulation, so it's kind of dark. Harrington's fuel was called out again when the heat did not come on. A part was replaced and is now up and running again. The community read program was quite successful. We had all of our books go out to the patrons who get to keep them. We had 19,400 of our first installment from the town of Clover. We also received $471.56 from Senator Michelle Hinchy towards our community read, and we had $255 in cash fees and donations. We're preparing for the summer reading program, which is coming back to the library. It's been out of the library since, I believe, COVID. That is a challenge. We had our first Battle of the Books meeting with Clawbrook Library. Last year we came in 3rd, so this year we're hoping for 1st. April stats, we had about 802 people in the library. Free fridge visits are increasing again, and they're at 152. We had 6 new library cards, 757 people, not necessarily different people, but 757 people used our water list. Garden season is here. The rototiller is out all the time. I think we're going to consider doing a second one. It just, it comes in, it goes out, comes in, it goes out. Seed library is open, and our tool library is very active. This, starting today, we got a bunch of donated seedlings through Long Table Harvest. They collect all the different seedlings that aren't needed for the farms, and then they put them on our outdoor table, and they're welcome. They're available for anyone who wants them. And a big thank you to our mayor and village trustees for passing two separate resolutions of support for our library and the Wi-Fi libraries. That was very appreciated. That was it.
Thanks. Very sorry. Okay, Julie's report for April. The building was checked throughout the month. The DPW cleaned up and mulched the garden out front, and it looked very nice. Scout leaders, Girl Scouts, and Cub Scouts have been meeting at the center. An apron and pocket program was tentatively moved to May. And she has been researching purchases for the grant money received from the HRBT Foundation.
I have a quick question, Doug. Approximately how much does it cost to rent the community center? Someone asked me, I didn't know the answer to that. $50 Okay, great.
Okay, for 2 or 3 hours. Okay.
For 4 hours.
Is it 4 hours? Maybe, yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha, thanks.
Burns on here?
It looks like someone's in there with
the
light on.
Check.
Just open it.
Locked.
All right, so the police department activity, calls for service with 8.
Here he is.
Oh, look who it is.
Just in time.
Just get my paper.
Do you think the Cub Scouts are going to do those plants at the community center this year? Those little garden things? If not, I'm happy to do it. Is that an extra start?
I don't know.
Okay.
We could call Mrs. O'Neill, who runs
up. Oh, that's usually does it?
Caroline?
Okay, I can get it. Cool. I'll look it up.
Right for me?
Thank you.
You're up. We had 8 calls to service, 53 property checks, issued 1 UTT, 12 parking tickets, and we continue to issue down on the lower end. We took care of dump day. We were here Saturday for that. That's good.
All right, I appreciate that. Sally?
Okay, guys. So we've got quite a lot here. I'll try to do this as quickly as I can. So the regular monthly borough meeting was held on April 22nd, attended by the Mayor, Bob McFarlane, Bob Isabel, David Bolvice, Mark Armstrong, and Karen Schultz. The Fremont Zoning Committee, chaired by Steve Benson, held their kickoff meeting on April 23rd with consultant Nan Stoltzenberg, Community Planning and Environmental Associates. The Mayor and Doug Cropper also attended, plus the members of the Zoning Committee, including Chris Hoppy, Linda Garra. Oh, I see I left out Linda's last name, and Doug Pond. Prior to the Zoning Committee kickoff meeting, Steve Benson and I gave a guided window screen tour of the village to familiarize Nan Stoltzenberg to the zoning districts and selected priority borough sites and kind of just give her an overview of what was in play, what was happening, because when you look at the buildings, you're not quite sure, and there's no indication really. So she got a pretty good idea of what was going on. The meeting, Nan Stoltzenberg, she led the meeting by introducing her firm's work and background to a zoning analysis project that was done before in relationship to existing and future visions expressed in various village development planning documents. The first steps of the zoning analysis project will be for Nan Stoltzenberg and the Zoning Committee to read the various relevant planning documents, including the current draft of the comp plan update, and to perform a zoning audit based on existing local laws and zoning in comparison to the existing village planning documents. That's going to take them a while to get through that, and then she will produce an advisory in accessible language to the zoning board, and then they'll start looking at what kind of decisions should be made. The Canal Street project, PBI, was still in process of getting estimates from preservation archaeologists required by the shipper for the Canal Street redevelopment. Have made progress on that, by the way. So now LWRP, that's good news, finally. Had a Zoom meeting with Lavella that was held on April 10th. And myself, just the Lavella team and myself. The outcomes of that meeting included a proposed WAC meeting that Lavella will hold in May, and the need to secure a venue to hold the first public meeting to introduce the watershed characterization. So to that end, I set up that event to be held at the Pembroke Free Library on Wednesday, June 18th from 6 to 7:30. And we'll do pretty extensive outreach for that. And they'll do a presentation of that watershed characterization, and then they'll have some boards up to take comment and start engaging with the community. So a lot of the outreach will be done to the watershed communities. Seemed appropriate that Clavrac would be the site to do that first. And then the DRI forward update, so from our Boa meeting, the attending members reviewed the current draft of the compound updates and discussed various topics in relationship to the village's intended application to the state for an anticipated 2025 round 9 of the Downtown Revitalization Initiative, DRI, and the New York Ford grant programs. It was decided to proceed with producing an initial open call for proposals with a target of releasing the outreach materials by the end of May, seeking capital improvement proposals to be reviewed for inclusion in the DRI and life board application if they meet eligibility. So those outreach materials will describe the grant application process, its goals and its objectives, and include a short fillable PDF form that can be used by people to submit proposed projects by June 20th. In fact, that's ready to actually be reviewed. It went out to the Boa committee members today, and I'm expecting some feedback in the next 2 days, and then the copy for the website is being reviewed also, written that, and if there are any comments back in the next 2 days that hold anything up, I'm expecting to send it into Deborah in the next couple of days, so that Deborah has enough time to upload them to a landing page, and we've got an expected release date of May 28th. So
updated and uploaded, but then publish it on May 28th.
Yeah, but I'll do all of that very carefully in an email too. I just wanted to get it out to the Boa committee members first, get some initial feedback, which should come in the next 48 hours.
Great.
And then send it.
Just so you know, I'm out of pocket all next week. So I'm out of pocket all next week. I'm not available.
Out of pocket.
Away.
Oh.
I will be not responding to emails and stuff. So I just want to let you know that. So like, hopefully we can get it before Saturday. I can get what needs to get uploaded before Saturday.
I'm expecting it's Monday today, right?
Yeah.
So I'm expecting 2 days. I'd like to get it to you by Wednesday. It's
perfect.
Written. I just think the committee members need to have a chance to look at it.
Great.
To see if there's anything new to it without seeing that they're not doing it on its way.
Great.
And then historic district. updates.
Thanks. Wow.
The Climate Smart Community Task Force met on April 16th. We discussed the first article with, under the collaboration with Cloudwork in their news report. So the first article was submitted by Alicardi, and that was on Night Skies. They're very interesting. She even discussed how to get a special blocking for the bikes. It's very, very interesting article. I urge all of you to look at the Cloudwork. Second item was the NYSERDA grant, the transfer of the audit money that's going to this building. We still didn't get the initial payment. So Jess, you said you were, the problem seemed to be that there was an invoice on their NYSERDA's portal. You said you were going to look into that.
I sent you an email asking a question. It looks pretty simple, but they're asking for a couple things. So I sent you an email that day asking.
I thought I answered that, but what were the questions? So it hasn't been done.
No, but I can do it. It looks pretty simple. I said I went on and I found it. I think I know exactly what I need to do.
Okay.
So maybe I missed. I'll double check, make sure I didn't miss it. If you want to just double check and make sure you sent the response to it.
Okay. All right. So I'll do that. The important thing there is it's only $800, that first amount, but it's to get it going, because right now it looks like we're not using the money. So we have to put in the invoice for that first amount. Then the third thing is to have this first meeting with the consultant on the interim report. I think it's a new firm for him. He's the one who did the audit on this building, so he's very familiar with this building. He's very familiar with how to do audits. I think, though, he's perhaps struggling with the other trades he had to hire and get them to respond. So I laid it down to him that we've got to do it and that we want to have that meeting. So about 30 minutes before coming here, he sent an interim report of what he had. I didn't have time to review it. But he also offered to meet, and I think we should take him up on it, we being Doug Cropper, Brian, Skip. I mean, you're the guys who know the most about this building. That's to meet with him with the information he has collected so far, what direction he's going in, and it's in his contract that he is to have this interim draft report, and that just simply would be a report on that. So we'd like to do that the week of June 16th. I told him late afternoons are generally better. Work out a date through suggest? So how do I get that set up?
You're going to be here in June?
What's that?
You're going to be here in June?
Yeah.
You don't have your calendar with you?
All right, we don't have to do it tonight. I just want to, I'm just throwing it out there.
Well, if it doesn't get done tonight, it'll get forgotten about.
So. I know. You can check it and let me know if you're available.
Just 3:30, 4 o'clock is good for me. I don't know what the 16th is on.
That's on Monday. But it's the any time in that week.
Okay, I'll
email you. Just let me know when it is.
Okay.
And then that may be. I don't know if he's going to show up in person, or because most of his stuff is electronic, so it may be a Zoom. That I'll bring my laptop so we can converse with him. If it's that way, I'm telling him that you guys prefer him to come in person. So we'll start there and then see where it goes. Then we discussed applying for this grant, which I think I've already spoken to you about. It's called Funding Futures. And that we decided that we would go ahead with that, and that is a collaboration with Claverick. Claverick will be the official sponsor for the grant application, but the candidate, who is Anya Bonanno, is a Philmont resident, and she works in the library, so I'll ask you if you're familiar with her. So she is the official applicant for Claverick. It's the Claverick Free Library is the sponsor. In setting that up, we needed to get letters from both boards, and I think that letter, Doug, we did that at the workshop. Is there any problem with getting that signed?
I think that might be the one that
we
signed tonight.
Okay.
No, Brian's got to sign that, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you signed it.
I did sign it. That was good.
Okay.
Yeah, that was brought up at the workshop if you weren't here, so I just earlier. It's all good, right? That's good.
Okay, great. And apparently the one from Claverick is done. They sent me an email just today saying attached, please see the signed letter from Claverick, and everything was blank except they didn't attach it. So I'll try and work that out tomorrow to get a copy of it. And that's important because some people who, a significant component to this grant is getting endorsement from different organizations, even businesses, anything at all, that to endorse this process of a community outreach about what to do with our green spaces and open lands. So there are four of us right now working on getting these letters of endorsement, and I think we're running like maybe 20 from my unofficial count.
That we're trying to get?
Well, that are in some one way or another in the works.
Yes, are in the works. We've only received the one though to date.
You received one?
Katie.
Kate received one. Yeah, but I've received two.
Oh, okay.
You haven't received any yet?
I'm still waiting, so I'm going to nudge people
this
week. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So
but we have about 20 requests out there.
Yeah, okay.
And a lot of agreements.
Yeah.
Just waiting for the actual letters.
Right. So it's like the Harlem Valley Rail Trail, the Columbia Land Conservancy. I mean, these kind of organizations are very important as endorsers for this grant application. And it's highly competitive. But I think we have a shot at it. It's the same organization that did the grant for this decarbonization of this building, so they know us. It's worth a shot. We'll see what happens. The EV charging station, the economy has been going crazy, so I don't know what this international group is doing. I sent them an email probably Friday last week. I haven't heard anything back yet. But to just tell them that we are still interested in the EV fast charging station at the Cumberland Farms location, and if it's made any headway at all. We still have to speak with Wendy, about the composting idea of how to get the composting collected, but we kind of had to drop that at the moment because everybody's working on this grant, to get this grant in, which is due May 23rd.
Those two signs, refresh my memory on where they're going.
One is going in the library, and one is hopefully will fit on the pole out here.
I'd like to get them out for Memorial Day.
Oh, great.
It's my fault they're not up yet because I forgot about it. Let's see. Comprehensive plan, we don't have any update for that.
Yeah, okay.
DPW and water. All right, we got to have some warranty work done on the water tower. We're going to go back to shutting it down May 28th. So we're going to have to conserve the water again for about a month. Hopefully less, but that's what I'm figuring, about a month. They gotta repaint a couple spots on the tank. It's gotta be dry in order for them to do that. It's a no cost to us, it's all warranty work, so.
Outside or inside?
Both, I think.
Inside the tank and outside the tank?
Do they have cameras or something that allow them to see?
They put a camera in it last year. That's how they found it. The one on the outside is noticeable.
Yeah. But, I knew about that one.
They're going to start work on June 2nd. But we need to drain the tank and get it dry first. So that's why it's going off on May 28th.
Is that customary?
What's that?
To have paint come off after a...
Well, it's under warranty. That's why it's warranty work.
Yeah.
Are we going to issue a conserved water statement?
Oh, I thought I just did.
I got the pen.
Send me the text for the website, Jess, and I'll post it.
Make sure the fire company knows. I'm sure Cliff's going to put something.
Hopefully,
it
keeps raining a little bit.
Yeah.
More beer. So that means no, just real quick clarification, no hydrants are going to run during that time. Is that correct? Okay, just making sure 100%.
And then in terms of for people watering their plants, they can't put hoses out or sprinklers.
No garden hoses, no pressure washing, no nothing. Just give me a few weeks to get it back and it'll be fine. It's not going to be long term like it was before.
Right.
This is quick.
What are they saying, 2 weeks?
No, they're saying 2 weeks, but I'm saying a month. Cropper.
Okay. Did some property checks during the month, and thank you, Brian, for checking Forest Lake for me this month. Attended the Village Grants funding meeting. Brian and I had a meeting at the dam with DEC, and everything that they checked was all good. Had a meeting with Clarick regarding police shared services as a possibility. Had the meeting about zoning that Sally was referring to earlier. During the workshop meeting when Brian was out of town. Had to check on the situation at the reservoir during this recent rain event. Some people were getting excited. There was no problems basically to solve. But there was just a lot of phone calls and visits and all that kind of thing I had to do. I would want to mention that I did get some positive comments from residents on the code enforcement that's being done around the village. I'm not going to mention any names from whom, but people are noticing that things are getting done.
That's it?
Oh yeah, I'm done.
Jason?
Community Day is being planned as we speak. We'll should have more information out this week, including a flyer, so I'll let everyone know that. July 19th is the assumed date. There's also going to be a car show. Unrelated to the fishing derby will occur that morning at 8 o'clock. So we'll have more information to come on the website to update you on that. And then we had some complaints about the possible dangerous equipment at the playground. So I went down there and did two full assessments on the playground. There's a couple things we're going to fix, including adding some new rubber coatings to one of the nets and tightening everything up to make it nice and kill the bugs. But other than that, to be honest, the playgrounds aren't in bad shape and they passed pretty well as far as New York State is concerned as far as safety. So, and that's it.
Thank you for taking care of that.
Yep.
Mr. Speed.
Yep. I also checked out the reservoir numerous times over the rainy spell we had. I knew there wasn't going to be any problems. There very seldom ever is. It's kind of wet to get around to do anything, so it was kind of a slow couple weeks.
Yeah.
And you took care of the. Thank you.
One thing I mentioned, because I forgot, that there seems to be a dock that floated maybe from one of your neighbors.
I don't know.
Or somewhere it's.
Yeah.
It's down there by the dam.
Hmm.
A dock.
Whereabouts is it? I went.
It's right at the sluice way.
It's what?
Right at the sluice way. Did you see that, Skip, when you were up there?
I didn't see that. No, I didn't go by
sluice
way. Came
down toward the end of the event. Somebody's missing a dock.
It's gonna be tough to get out. But...
Yeah, I got an email from somebody on when you know
about that.
And I haven't had a dock for ages, so it's not associated to me. You took it.
It's a pretty rough-looking thing, but
I don't know.
It had to be somebody up there that lives on the reservoir.
Do you think it floated over from across?
That's what I was thinking. Is it the one that did Mark leave one over there?
No. It's not. It's a real rough-looking dock, like aged wood. It's not like the nice docks across the way.
But could it have been
the old one
that was there?
No.
Okay.
No.
No, because that was taken out by board and removed.
Good.
That's not
okay.
That. No, it's not that.
Okay.
It's just something. I guess nobody's looking for it.
Free dock.
But if anybody's looking for it, it's there.
Yes, no. So apparently there's like a tire attached to it.
Yes, it does, and a sign.
What?
Yes, it has a tire on it and a sign.
And a sign?
Yes. The sign is bent over, and I can't read what it says, but it's a metal. It looks like a metal sign.
Property of Doug.
Not mine.
Probably no trespassing.
Okay. I'll ask somebody to go and take a photograph so I can have a look, but it's not us. It's not me.
Okay, well, if you hear of anybody near
the area. I went to look
there.
Today.
Otherwise, we'll probably have to dig it out of there.
Yeah.
Because it'll end up blocking the sluice.
Yeah.
All right, Deborah?
I too attended the grants funding meeting and the workshop meeting. I fielded requests from residents, calls from residents about the dam that Doug took care of. Thank you, Doug. And one about the EV charging station. I was asked to put up a sign out of order, so Jess printed a sign, and now there's an out of order sign at the EV charging station to make it clear to people that doesn't work. It's people also might want to know that one of the residents did requested and did receive a shield for a street light down Lower Main Street. So if anybody else, I did hear another request for a street reflector or whatever it's called, a shield. So now we can send people down there and tell them, you know, so they can see what it looks like and see its effect.
Can you tell me again where it is? Because the two at our library
Yeah, I'll get you the pole number. It's it's right across from Christina Brusakos's house, and I'll get you the address. But people should know it cost $500 each.
That was three.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's not. It's a small adjustment that's made, but. I haven't seen it yet myself, but, you know, they're saying it is making some difference, but they question whether they would do it again if they did it over.
You're talking about two different types of lights, completely different.
Street lights?
What is a pole light, right?
Pole light.
But you can still get the shield. I think you can still get the shield.
But the library lights are not.
On the pavilion?
Yeah, there's a wall light, they're not.
Oh, yeah, that's totally different.
You told me that we could get the shield.
Oh, you have.
You probably can get a shield, but like not through the, not through NYSEG. And you can probably get a very inexpensive shield for those lights. Yes, we can do a DIY, I'm sure, or something like that if necessary. Yeah. I put together a summary of Robin Andrews and my discussions and planning on the DRI and sent that to PB Inc. We did a lot of work on the Funding Futures grant, a lot of outreach and writing for the letters of support. I also drafted a letter of support for a grant application for a property owner who is applying for a grant to repair one of the burned down buildings on Main Street. And I've received some updates from our developers from the mill and the Hopkins house. That's it.
Thanks. The correspondence list is provided to on the table and hard copies are in the office. Fire.
You want to fire real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, not a lot going on. See, most of you know we had a structure fire on May 5th. Mutually from Melbourne Province and Deport. It was a really good stop. I think it was absolutely horrendous fire down there on Prospect. At the same time as that call, we had a carbon monoxide call and an EMS call, exactly the same time. So luckily, the fire department was able to handle that. 33 fire calls for the year, 23 EMS calls for a total of 56.
So, motions and resolutions.
Motion to enforce the water turnoff law and take action against delinquent water users.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to credit account 2130 Annie Gines in the amount of $761.78 for the sewer portion only of the April invoice due to a leak.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to approve Paragon Roofing to do the emergency repair of the roofs at the sewer plant.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to identify the village meeting hall located at the rear of 124 Main Street, Philmont, New York, as a polling place for the general elections to be held on November 4th, 2025.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to sign the intermunicipal highway cooperation agreement.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to allow the mayor to sign the memorandum of understanding and any other submissions to pursue and complete the Hudson River Valley Greenway grant.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to allow the clerk to renew the library CD for a 6-month term with $34,000 from the original CD being renewed and the remainder of $952.73 going into the library checking account.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Motion to pay for the outhouse and trophies for Community Day out of the celebrations fund.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Vern, you don't need any golf carts, right? Or are you going to get them out of your budget
for Community Day?
Sure, that's going to be a really scaled back. I would think you probably don't need them.
Oh, it's going to be really.
It's only going to be on the village green.
Okay.
There's no parade. What else? Nothing up at the community center.
No, yeah, it's all be contained at one
spot.
So
it'll be right there. So I would say
the door right then.
Just,
you don't need it.
Yeah. I just want to warn you, like, save your money.
Okay.
Because it's used for cars.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll all just hang out down there.
I gotta talk to you.
Okay. Anybody got any new business?
I have actually one that's a new motion. I don't know if you do it. It's kind of like we just waited for the approval. We just got it. Like to make a motion if we could. I can do it in writing and send it to you, but I just want to get the ball rolling to rehire Rich Michaels as a part-time police officer. We just had to confirm, make sure all certifications and everything were good, so
everything's good, the only thing you have to do is requalify, and we have to, so I guess we continue to qualifying and stuff like that, but rather than wait until next month, we can, you know, I just want to kind of get the ball rolling.
I didn't hear the first name when you said
Michaels. Rich Michaels, William Michaels, he's former, Dickie Michaels.
Okay, I only
he's worked
heard,
for us
I
for a long
sure
time.
I heard of
what, his
so
stuff just lasts?
No, he says everything is good. We had to confirm it through DCJS, because if not, then he would have had to go back to the over to the academy and take certain courses. But everything's current, up to date, except for firearms. He has to requalify because he hasn't qualified.
Is he working for Bobbertsville?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. I'll second that motion.
We need it first. On, you're going to make the motion?
Sure.
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor, we hire Dickie Michaels back.
Yep.
Aye. Yep.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Motion to adjourn.
Okay.
I'll second.
Aye.
Good night, Philmont.
Okay. So I don't.